we will picking this closing services by intercession. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the gift of prayer. You, Father, have promised to hear our prayers, and You know our needs even before we ask them. Ask the sake of Your Son, hear us as we pray on behalf of those who have brought forward their intercessions. Our God, protect families and marriages with Your love. Hear the request of a believing wife for the healing of her marriage, where trust has been shaken by her spouse's behavior. Open eyes to see the harm in wrong actions and restore mutual love and trust. Be near the Father who has recently received the grace of repentance and is asking for the restoration of his family and the healing of the relationship between spouses through forgiveness. His parents also pray for the reconciliation of siblings who have been divided by the breakdown of the family. A sister asked that her children in foster care would remain in childlike faith and that the foster parents would have strength to believe and to share gospel with the children. Dear God, You see those who ask for grace to repent for themselves and their loved ones. Open ears to hear while Your grace is still available. Siblings pray for grace for repentance for a man in their childhood neighborhood who has fallen seriously ill. Hear, Father, the request of a guest asking for grace for repentance and help his family in the midst of difficulties. Remember also the mother who prays for her young child to receive the grace to return amid a time of turmoil. We ask for the gift of health for those in need. A guest living in a difficult life situation is asking for Your touch. Help her in the midst of unstable health. A grandparent listening to the services elsewhere prays for their ill grandchild that they may have strength to believe the gospel freely and find help with instructive thoughts. Grant also the gift of faith to the child's parents and help all their loved ones to remain in faith. Hear the sister prayer for her friend's mother and her family who are facing a serious illness. Strengthen their faith and give them the strength to bear the burden of sickness. In Your grace, hear the believing sister's prayer that she may find suitable work, be strengthened in faith, and be saved from the temptations of the world. Hear also the mother and sister's prayer that the son and brother would find employment and his place in society, and that his financial situation would improve. Grant him a desire for services and strength in faith. Help us to trust in Your love in all our distress and to seek comfort from the cross of Your Son. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I will read for topic of sermon from John 16, verse 4 through 16 in Jesus' name. I have told you this so that when the time comes, you will remember that I warned you. I did not tell you this at first because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you ask me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth. It is for you, your good, that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict that world is guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now hear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known by you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I say the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me. Amen. This text portion that I read from Gospel of John is Jesus, part of Jesus' farewell sermon. As you carefully heard, Jesus is preparing his disciples to the what will happen in days to come. And Jesus promised to his disciples a Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, and he said that it is beneficial that he leave and can send this Spirit. So we can see from entire Bible that Holy Spirit has been in a heart of believers all time. Even in the book of Moses has told how Spirit moved over waters. It was when the world wasn't even created already. So Son, Father, and Holy Spirit has been all time. But I, as I follow Jesus' teaching, as he promised Holy Spirit, we can read from Acts how Holy Spirit in even visible way ascended upon disciples so that all people could see that something very strange happened, and those believers got very visible way Holy Spirit, and from that moment started a mission work. And we can read how there was many who listened what disciples said and what Peter said, and as Peter spoke, he spoke what Jesus has done and what has happened to Jesus and so on. And many got it touched many hearts, and they asked that what I should do that I would have my sins forgiven. And Peter said, believe or gospel. And this way began a mission work that disciples began to do by power of Holy Spirit. And here in our text is spoken about the duty of Holy Spirit. And it is said that this Holy Spirit reveals that this word is wrong. It reveals what sin is, and again says, people do not believe in me. We can read from Bible a lot of Jesus teaching how he did people at his time and as he started public work. And he taught how someone can enter into God's kingdom and how to preserve in faith. And he preached the forgiveness of sins. And often as he make miracles, he said, go in peace. Your faith has saved you. So he preached sermon of faith, and this way Holy Spirit revealed that time and belief, and revealed that this kind of people who were searching for peace for God, how it can be found. As we think about this Jesus word, that he reveals what sin is as people don't believe in him. As we think about this our time, what do you think is a value of God's word at time being more appreciated or more valued or less valued? As we follow this public visiting or discussion, we can see that those who keeps the Bible's teachings like true, they are kept like a bit odd. As Jesus says here, Holy Spirit guides believers that they in their own life are telling what is according God's word. And Holy Spirit namely is living in believing people. It comes to my mind one congregation day from Ylivieska more than 2 decades ago. Samuli Pentikäinen was giving presentation about heresies, and it was really wide presentation where he spoke about all heresies after time of Lestadius, and Samuli told very much about them. And then there was a discussion as there in Ylivieska was one kind people who are went to heresy. They live mostly like believers. They may have big families, don't use alcohol and so on. And there was question, what is difference between those believers from those people who are went to heresy? And it came up that there is maybe some small doctrine differences, as we came to home, 1 hour youth, high school age, he said that it's not hard to separate those people in heresy from believers, because there is one that kind children in his class, and they are discussed about that, and the difference is that those youth who are in heresy, they don't have Holy Spirit. And it is visible there that all of those have a bit different understanding about sin. Some thinks that some music is suitable, some things it unsuitable, some use may a little alcohol, some doesn't. Some have small families, some bigger. So in those heresies, it's not common understanding about sin. And as we think about believers, we can pray that this my own understanding about sin could be according God's word. Namely, in time of heresies and scatterings, there is like very central, like pain point, that some things are made as like allowed, and this way are like drifted away from teaching or separated from teaching of God's kingdom. And as we speak about heresies, one another example came to my mind as I was with my grandmother in car. We were traveling in Finland, and my grandmother has gift to speak to youth about matters of faith. And if I remember correctly, it is around 60 years ago, but still I remember very clearly that grandma said that even this congregation was believing priest, but he went to heresy. And I asked grandma, what is heresy? I remember as grandma answered, she said, previously this person wanted to believe all sins forgiven, but then he gave up this thought and he take righteousness to keep some things he allowed in his life, some sins that God's word revealed like a sin. And I thought that how it is, if is offered all sins forgiven and someone want to keep some. But after that I have very clearly understood what that means. And even now as we preach that someone can believe all sins were given, we pray that I, in my own heart, I want to give up all evil what is in my heart. There is our salvation, foundation of our salvation. Previously we heard in sermon of dear brothers' sermon how important it is that we put sin away. Jacob speaks in his epistle about lust. God doesn't tease anyone, but everybody is teased by an own lust, and when it grows, it causes a sin, and when sin is fulfilled, it causes a death. What that means? It means that if someone in heart starts changing, that if he starts like allows sin to come or sin to live in heart, it's like own law. It is own law, and this way the faith will die from heart. But if this happens, still is hope that one can get a grace of repentance and come back to God's kingdom. Then in our text is Jesus says, in regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father where you can see me no longer. We can say that Jesus is like abstracted here very strongly his own work. Namely, this belongs how God has done, like salvation plan, how sinful and mankind can be saved. Very first couple, Adam and Eve, fall into sin in paradise, and then God gave a promise that once will come he who takes victory over evil and will crush the head of serpent. And old covenant time people was waiting for him who will take victory over evil. And also Abraham. We can read about him a lot, but very central thought about Abraham is he believed on the promise that from his seed will all nations saved. And as Hebrew writer says, as Paul wrote, we can read how Abraham was obedient to God, and he did many choices in his life according to God's mind. But Abraham also was counted as righteous because he believed his promise. And we can read how in Old Testament many prophets spoke about him who will come, that once comes he who takes victory over evil. And so there was many people who believed this word of promise, and we can read from Christmas gospel or on the Gospel of Luke, how angel appeared Mary, and angel told that how Mary will come to made a baby and give a birth for Messiah. And it was so that Holy Spirit caused this. And Mary said that I am a Lord, servant of Lord, may your will be done. In Christmas night. About it we can read how angel appeared separate, and the message was, don't be afraid, I reveal a great joyful message unto you. Then born Jesus, our Savior. And we can read how he grew up and started his public work, how he fulfilled the will of God. He made many miracles and teach disciples, and we see how in him was very divine power. And we see how Jesus prepared righteousness. As here he says that as he go to Father, so here Jesus still was with disciples, but he foretold that he will go, and he do this salvation work. He will finish his salvation work, and we can read how Jesus died on the middle cross of Golgotha as innocent, and take victory over death, and raise up from death, and appear to his disciples, and this way he prepared the salvation for us, and we have heard about it a lot of even these services. This Jesus salvation work is a foundation of our righteousness. And as Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jews, then for the Gentile. And there is, for in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written. The righteousness will live by faith. So we preach a gospel, and most very core thing is a forgiveness of sins. Even Luther told in Palm Sunday's evangelical text how when I preach forgiveness of sins, then I am preaching real gospel. Namely, forgiveness of sins is core of gospel. And he continues, no one Christian speaker should open his mouth without preaching forgiveness of sins. And I'm from unbelieving, and I'm from believing family, and being able to grow up midst of believers, and preserved from child time in faith. And I have been many times in services. I can't remember any time that there hasn't became true this that gospel wouldn't be preached. Even these services, in every sermon has been preached this everlasting gospel, that it is possible to believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And Jesus has died for my sins, and he has arose for my sins, that even me, as my time ends, I will inherit heaven. Then, in our text, has spoken but when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So, same time as Jesus died and take victory over power of enemy of the souls, and he make true what is told in or how once will come he who will crush the head of serpent. There is no any man who can manage to live without sin, but Jesus did it. As we think about judgment, we can see there are two sides. If someone feels to be under judgment, it may is that he is innocent or he is faulty. As we think about that, into God's kingdom is called invited people that law has awakened a conscience, that they have realized that they are sinned. And for this kind of people is read a judgment of grace. If someone feels that sins are not forgiven, you feel a wrath of God in your heart, you have fear and distress, and you know if you will die, you don't inherit heaven. In this way, the judgment of God's kingdom is very full of grace and inviting, that everyone who is longing forgiveness of sin in his heart, it is heard from here. But also, as we read a Bible, we can read also that Jesus said, who believe and is baptized will be saved, but who do not believe, he will condemn it. So it is very serious warning to every people that they would search a peace for their conscience and would hear a living gospel. And end of our text speaks how this the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. And John speaks about Father and Son and Holy Spirit. We can see very, very clearly triune God. There is Father, Creator, Son, Redeemer, and Holy Spirit, Sanctifier, and is living in the heart of all believers. And as we think this time that Holy Spirit promises that we will know truth and will reveal what will happen and is enlightening Christ, it comes to my mind that Holy Spirit has been leading our mission work. It has opened very new chances to new countries, and the Holy Spirit has caused in heart of believers to do this mission work. I have sometimes been there in Africa, and I will tell one story how it will happen there as well. In here is dealt on Bible and even midst of us. It was around 20 years ago. I was with Olavi Voittonen in Kenya, and there was often services organized at home, as this time also, and we went to the home where was invited local believers and unbelievers, and then for our surprise, one local evangelist church priest, five of them there, and you know that in a place of speaker, minister, we think that what kind thoughts there is as those kind of people is listening sermon, and we kept services and we explained the word of God, and also as the language is like not own mother language, the language can be very simple, and my text was Matthew 18 from the beginning, where Jesus taught about greatness, how great God's kingdom is. And as we has kept services, a bishop also asked, could he also speak there? As bishop asked, we gave turn to him. But I was worried that what kind of mess this will be, as we are preaching a word of God from kingdom of God, and then a bishop starts speaking. But his speech was very strange. He mentioned by name all believers of this village who has got a grace of repentance. Oh, how good mind we got that those who has got a grace of repentance had started to live with open mouth. They had preached a gospel to neighbors and so on. And after the sermon, we dined and discussed, and bishop asked, do you have resources? That may you have like economical chances to help? And we said, we offer gospel, and we told that we are members of Finnish Lutheran Church, and it does humanitarian aid work by another way. Okay, nowadays it is different. Nowadays we can help through SFK. But this bishop said that gospel is good, but not enough. we found out later that he would have those resources to build up his own house, not for work of kingdom of God. Or also there was one widow woman, and there with him, her was living two around 15 years children, and their parents were dead for AIDS, and they were open of HIV. And as we was dying there, this young daughter, girl, lowered herself on the knee and asked, may I can also believe a gospel? And we preached in Jesus' name and blood, all sins were given. And even very very good teaching for those bishop and priest how someone can make it into God's kingdom and how the Holy Spirit will enter into heart. And also the prato, if this girl wanted to receive a gospel, and as I went there later and asked how is those youth, I heard that this girl was already passed away. And this way, work of God's kingdom continues, and Holy Spirit teaches us and leads our work. And we do work by own abilities. And as we heard previously, very well is went here also. I have often thought that when from the word we can hear a lot of negative things about children of God and the teaching of God's kingdom and doctrine, and sometimes it's maybe a little lower minded, but we want to teach as God's word teaches. And as we look abilities to do the God's kingdom work, they have never been as well as they are now. And we, as a children of God, we can pray that this joyful message from God's kingdom would be heard as to as many people as possible, undepending language or culture. But everyone who wants to have sins forgiven would hear this gospel, graceful gospel, in Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven. And also in this closing services and closing speech, all of you can believe, all sins forgiven. And as we think about this teaching of God's kingdom, this is good homework, every one of us. We can rejoice that Holy Spirit is still living in heart. It is really revealing sin, but also bringing peace, joy, and love as we want to believe our own sins forgiven. In these good promises of God's word, that everyone can believe, children and older, in Jesus' name and blood, all sins forgiven. Speaker is preaching gospel. Namely, we have good God and we can trust on him and his leading, and do home of God's kingdom, led by Holy Spirit, rejoicing with good mind, and pray a successfulness for it. And I came front of you before you, feeling fear and sinfulness. May I can believe my sins forgiven in Jesus' name. Amen.